Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Let's talk about this. How are you able to predict the fall of Beta?
Can we get the horns? So three things. This is normally the moment where I would like pat myself on the back, but I want this to be a very instructional lesson. Number one, you always have to understand what the macroeconomic environment is. So if the economy, if the entire world is thinking things are going well, you have to dig and do the research and say what is wrong with the industry or the cycle that we're in. Because it's easy in 2020, 2021, everyone just to throw money into options, Forex, venture capital, angel, and think they're a genius. But you have to see, when is the Fed going to stop funding this big bubble that they created? Number two, if you look at the hiring spree that Facebook went on, it's unsustainable. A couple of times I've been to Meta's offices, they have some of the brightest people in the world. But if I'm looking at the balance sheet, they have hired more people than Apple and Google with an inferior product in comparison. That's a recipe for disaster. Number three, that date in which, so I calculated if, and this is a homework assignment for everyone, if we stay without quantitative easing for the next 5 years, what are the top two industries that would do well and which companies in tech will be hurt by it? Advertising is a really thin margins game. And I was in it before. It's part of the reason I got out. If you make a company $200 million and they won't even allow you to get 10% of it, which most ad agencies don't, on the tech side, how much money is Meta making if Ford makes $2 billion in a year off of sales? It's a horrible business model. If we walked right now into GM and increase their sales by $3 billion in 1 year, how much money should we get? I'm minimum going to ask that we get 25%. So I think the business model is broken. And then lastly, if you look at the FANG revolution, when that started, everyone in that FANG category ended up being better. The biggest issue in terms of leadership, and you talk about this a lot, Zuckerberg won't listen to anyone on his team in terms of how they should pivot. I really think they should have let Sandberg run Facebook.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time.
Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He should have ran AR and VR, and they should have bought Square or partnered with Square to do the payment and crypto side. But that would take all the control out of his hands. So when I'm looking at leadership, even though Tim Cook is a tough CEO, Steve was a tough CEO, if you had a great idea, he would listen. As crazy as me and 19 can be when we have ideas, you guys listen. Zuckerberg hasn't listened to his team or employee base in a long time, and that's one of the reasons why most companies fall apart. And that was the final reason that I saw, okay, if he's trying, if we can be very honest, he has to go steal another idea. The first great idea was stolen. Every idea that he created after that were B ideas. And now that you have everyone blocking all of your deals because they don't like him, and Congress is constantly calling him up to speak on behalf of tech and what he's doing to society, that is not a good recipe for disaster. That's why it's really important to be innovative and not to copy, because if now you're not able to copy anyone else's ideas like how you did the Winklevoss twins, you're in trouble. He needs to build a team around him that actually will make some great innovation. He should have bought Tencent, should have bought Square. I can argue he should have bought Roblox. Facebook Marketplace was good. Should have put an offer in to maybe buy some of those other applications that sell. It was just a lot of mistakes made. Yeah, that's how I ended up knowing.
At the end of last year, when we named our stocks, obviously when I named Amazon, that same right, I thought Facebook was going to be the most important one. Just because the amount of money that he was going to be spending inside of the quote-unquote metaverse, obviously they changed the name. And it was for that reason. I didn't know if people were going to believe in it the way that he did. And now when you hear people, especially in the tech world, a lot of the CEOs, like if you watch their interviews and they get asked about the metaverse, it's very discouraging.
They're
man.
Laughing at him.
They're like laughing, they're discouraging, they're mocking him. And so when you said he didn't listen to his employees, I wonder at this level, do you block out everyone at this point and just really believe and zone in on what you write? Because if you're doing, I think the investment is $50 billion over 5 years on a space that no one knows to be
cares about.
Or even is interested in being part of. So maybe he'll create his own world, but like,
yeah,
this is a lot of capital.
I mean, the number one thing that people were complaining about in the metaverse is that the characters didn't have legs. If we're being honest, that metaverse product looks like Nintendo Wii. Has any of your kids said, hey, I just want to be in a metaverse? So we was having a conversation last night. People like, the metaverse is the next wave. And I'm like, but Apple or Google will probably run it. And you have to, it's one thing. We had a conversation maybe a year ago, and I won't say a gentleman's name. Rashad, you told me the gentleman had a very vile comment that he made to the person and it led to part of his downfall. I always remember that lesson. 2016, Zuckerberg made a super vile comment to Tim Cook. Tim Cook has been on his ass ever since to go out of his way. Apple's not even interested in AR and VR. But because you made an enemy with someone who too has an ego, Tim Cook, who was tired of being in the shadows of Steve. So if he was in the shadows of Steve, why would he let Mark Zuckerberg even lean into his lane and let you offend me when I didn't let Steve offend me? Let's go take their lunch just to be vindictive. And now, because, and I told everyone this will happen, now advertising is getting really big at Apple. Now they're going to start slapping ads all over that homepage of the App Store. What would you rather advertise your product if you're a business owner? On the iOS App Store or in Meta? Zuckerberg, I'm coming to save you, but you're going to have to listen and give up some billions. Do what you want to do. But y'all got 5 more years. Like I said, February 24th is when I call the death.
What can they do to reverse engineer the situation?
Give me $15 billion and then let the culture run it first. Any other ideas? I don't want to give. Shout out to everybody at Meta. I love you. And the crazy part, they have some of the best talent I've ever seen in the building. He won't listen to them. Huge mistake, man. Like, even me, I didn't want to do stocks. Like, my guy Ty, shout out to Ty, he was the one who made me do Stock Club. I wanted to talk about trading. He's like, most people don't have the discipline for it. I could have said, no, I know this. I'm the mass investor. He was like, bro, I'm telling you, you put them into trading first, it's going to be a disaster. Set them up for long term, then weave them into trading. We got to take the ego out of it. Because even as leaders, and truth, we were talking about it last night with Jaleel, the truth about being CEO and running a business, it's not fun all the time. I know they see us moving around, and you think we're having a glamorous time. This is work. Anyone who is the chief executive for real, shout out Abdullah, shout out Christy, CEO, you are putting out fires every day. We as leaders have to listen to our employee base, our team members, customer base more often to get the wins, because all the genius and innovation is in there. The crazy part about Meta, they have about 14 to 15 people who have some amazing ideas that if they worked or they were allowed to execute them, Meta wouldn't be in this position. Have to listen. But what do I know? But I did call on the 4th of 24th of February, Facebook will fall apart. Most company, and I'm going to say it, Zuckerberg is Tech Shield Knight. Incredibly talented, incredible team, but his ego will lead to the misery of that company. All Mike, right. Clip that up. Chris,
we'll
clip
see. That up. We'll monitor the situation.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop, bag drop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.